A bill sponsored by Congressman Raul Grijalva would increase the boundaries for both the Rincon unit east of the city and the Tucson Mountain unit on the west side. Similar bills have been introduced in Congress before. The latest would add about 2,500 acres of land to the park's boundaries. Kevin Dahl is with the National Parks Conservation Association, which supports the expansion. He says the land to be added to Saguaro National Park is particularly important for its ecological value.
Riparian habitat along Rincon Creek, view sheds from the very popular Sweetwater Trail. We're talking about a wildlife connection between Saguaro National Park and the county's Sweetwater Preserve, that animals can go all the way down to the Santa Cruz River.
According to a press release from Representative Grijalva's office, all of the private landowners involved are willing to work with the National Park Service to incorporate their parcels into the park. Dahl says such private land would become what's known as in-holdings, and that the owner's rights won't change.
They can sell it to anybody they want to. They have every right that you and I or anybody who owns land in Pima County has. But it sets it up so that once funding is available, or should they choose to be interested in a trade or a donation, then their land can eventually become part of the park. And some of them are very excited. You know, they've purchased these lands and have enjoyed living on spectacular lands close to the park. And in their eyes, they would like to see these lands become part of Saguaro as opposed to some other sort of inappropriate development.
The bill, if passed, would give the National Park Service the go-ahead to start acquiring private land through purchase, trade, or donation. Money to buy private property would come from a conservation fund that collects fees from offshore drilling. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.